Welcome to your daily threat intelligence briefing. Today is Wednesday, November 15th, 2023, and this is presented by the Dark Web Detective. In this episode, we're diving into the sophisticated espionage tactics of the Mallrats group in the Middle East, uncovering the alarming expansion of Oracle 4 DDoS botnet, and revealing the latest twists in the world of ransomware with Lockbit's new exploitation strategy. Stay tuned as we navigate through these critical updates from the digital front lines. First, in our threat landscape overview, we examine today's foremost cyber threats. Our first article addresses the Mallrats group, also known as TA-402. They've been active for more than a decade, targeting government agencies in the Middle East and Northern America. They've developed a new tool, IronWind, which they used in phishing attacks to compromise systems. This group largely ignores the conflict in Israel and Palestinian territories, and their operations have shifted from off-the-shelf tools to custom code, targeting a limited subset of government organizations. Proofpoint notes that Mallrats, despite not being from the big four countries, which is Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, possesses sophisticated tools and operational security. Their recent campaign used economic-themed phishing attacks in Arabic, and the group has continued its espionage business as usual despite the deadly conflict in the region. In our next article, Oracle 4 botnet targets publicly accessible Docker Engine API instances, creating a DDoS network. Attackers exploited this misconfiguration to deliver a malicious Docker named Oracle 4 Latest, containing Python malware. The botnet's activity starts with HTTP POST request to Docker's API, retrieving a shell script from a command and control server. The botnet includes functions for conducting DDoS attacks such as Slow Iris, Synflood, and UDP floods. Exposed Docker instances have become attractive targets for attackers. Oracle 4 purports to be a MySQL image and has been pulled more than 3,500 times. The botnet's shell script is concise and it's used for DDoS attacks with no evidence of cryptocurrency mining. Our next article talks about how the FBI dismantled the IPStorm botnet, which is a proxy service that enabled anonymous malicious traffic through various devices worldwide. Sergey Makinin, a Russian-Moldovan national, pleaded guilty to computer fraud related to IPStorm. This botnet affected Windows, Linux, Mac, and Android devices functioning as a proxy botnet for cybercriminals. Victims of IPStorm face consequences like network bandwidth hijacking. Makinin's service was offered through Prox.io and Prox.net, providing over 2,300 anonymous proxies. The Operation IPStorm involved the Interplanetary File System Network, SSH brute forcing, and antivirus evasion. Makinin admitted to making at least $550,000 from the proxy services. And in our last article of the threat landscape overview, Denmark's critical infrastructure faces the largest cyber attack, affecting 22 energy companies. The attackers exploited a zero-day vulnerability in Zydel's firewalls, and the vulnerability allowed the unauthenticated remote execution of commands on vulnerable devices. The attack compromised the networks immediately at 11 different companies. Experts believe that the attackers had detailed information about the targets, with the coordination of the attack suggesting the involvement of an advanced persistent threat group, possibly including the Russia-linked Sandworm group. And now for a vulnerability dispatch. Our first one is related to VMware's disclosure of a critical unpatched authentication bypass vulnerability in Cloud Director appliance deployments. The vulnerability affects VCD appliances 10.5 versions upgraded from older releases. It allows unauthenticated attackers to bypass login restrictions on certain ports. VMware has not released the patch, but has provided a workaround. The vulnerability does not impact fresh VCD appliance 10.5 installs, Linux deployments, or other appliances. VMware advises users to implement the workaround until security updates are available, with the workaround involving a download of a custom script which you need to run on defected systems. Our next one is related to Intel addressing a high severity CPU vulnerability in modern desktop, server, mobile, and embedded CPUs. The vulnerability tracked as CVE-2023-23583 could lead to privilege escalation, sensitive information access, or denial of service. The flaw affects CPUs including Alder Lake, Raptor Lake, and Sapphire Rapids microarchitectures. Intel released microcode updates for affected processors, advising users to update the BIOS and system operating systems. The updates mitigate the redundant prefix issue without impacting performance. Intel recommends updating affected processors as soon as possible. And for our last part of the vulnerability dispatch, we have yesterday's Patch Tuesday, in which Microsoft addressed 58 vulnerabilities, including 5 actively exploited ones. The updates included patches for vulnerabilities to Microsoft Office, Tableau Windows UI, Visual Studio Code, and Windows authentication methods. 3 of the critical vulnerabilities patched were in Azure CLI, Windows HMAC Key Derivation, and Windows Pragmatic General Multicast. Microsoft updates covered a range of issues, including denial of service, escalation of privilege, and remote code execution. It's worth mentioning Adobe also released security updates for its products, which there were around 72. And now for our ransomware report. This is where we talk everything ransomware. In our first story, LockBit ransomware uses exploits for Citrix Blade vulnerability, also known as CVE-2023-4966, in its attacks. The attacks targeted larger organizations exploiting their unpatched Citrix servers. Notable targets include the ICBC, or Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, and Boeing. It's worth mentioning that ICBC was hit last week and they've already confirmed to have paid this week. There are over 10,000 Citrix servers which remain vulnerable, with many of them being in the United States. Citrix Bleed affects Citrix NetScaler, ADC, and Gateway, enabling access to sensitive device information. The vulnerability was disclosed on October 10th, and attackers began exploiting it in late August. Citrix urged admins to protect systems from these low-complexity, no-interaction attacks. Our next story in the ransomware report relates to the FBI and CISA releasing guidance on Royal ransomware, suggesting a link to Black Sioux ransomware. The advisory notes code overlaps and similarities in intrusion techniques between the two. Royal and Black Sioux use open source network tunnel tools and legitimate softwares in their operations. The similarities indicate a potential rebrand of Royal or a spin-off variant. Both ransomware families have been observed using credential stealing and password harvesting tools. The advisory includes a range of IOCs and mitigation guidance for both Royal and Black Sioux ransomware families. And now, for our last story of the ransomware report, AlphaLock is a new Russian hacking group with a unique business model involving pentest training and a hacking marketplace. The group trains hackers with online courses, then utilizes their skills in a dedicated affiliate program. AlphaLock operates on a public Telegram channel, Matrix, and the dark web forum, XSS. The group's approach involves creating their talent pool for cybercrime activities. AlphaLock's business model is split into two parts: Bazooka Code Pentest Training and AL Pentest Hacking Marketplace. The group has recently moved to decentralized chat application Matrix due to attracting attention. AlphaLock's operation demonstrates a new direction in cybercrime strategies. Thank you for tuning in to your daily CTIB. Remember, in the ever-evolving landscape of cybersecurity, staying informed is your best defense. For more highlights and updates, follow us on our social media channels. And until next time, stay vigilant and keep your data safe. This is the Dark Web Detective signing off. Over and out.